Steve Dale with Dr. Liz Brown. We're talking about the Great American Dog Show, but also held at the same time. It's amazing. The Great American Cat Show. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, the Cat Show is being held by the International Cat Association, or TICA, as those in the know say. What is that?
TICA is the world's largest genetic registry of cats. So if you think about AKC and dogs, and different breeds of dogs are registered, we do the same thing. We register cats, but in addition to our pedigree cats, we also register non-pedigree cats, or what we refer to as our household pets.
Which is very, very cool. And those are often domestic short hair, domestic long hair cats. Now, people know a lot of the dog breeds. There are so many now that the AKC, or American Kennel Club, adds that, yeah, some of them we might not know. But for cats, I would argue a lot of the breeds people just are not aware of. So you probably have heard about Maine Coon or Ragdoll or Siamese or Persian. However, there's a whole long list of cats that people just don't know what they look like, and they don't know their names. And this is one way. It's just interesting to see what these cats are look like. But moreover, they're all bred, I believe, Dr. Brown, for temperament, correct?
Correct. That's absolutely right, Steve. We've got over 70 breeds that we register and recognize in championship. And I can tell you and your listeners this weekend, some of the more minority breeds that you might not see as often and you may not have heard of, like the Russian Blue, is going to be present.
Ooh, the Russian Blue. That sounds very very political right now. So they're not getting Ukraine in trouble in any way, I don't think. And they're they're gorgeous cats. August 25th through 27th, the Great American Dog Show, the Great American Cat Show. A lot of us have seen dog shows on television, right? There's the National Dog Show on Thanksgiving Day that actually, I think, has better ratings than some of the Super Bowls, quite literally. So people are watching that. Maybe the Westminster Dog Show. However, a lot of people haven't necessarily watched cat shows. So what goes on in the cat show?
So what will happen each day, we have six different judges. So they have what we call a ring where the judge stands. They bring out each cat, put it on a table. They'll play with the cat. There's a scratching post for the cat to go up if it chooses to. And the judges will evaluate each of the 130 cats we have entered in the show. So the cats will rotate through all six rings each day, so a total of 18 times each cat will be judged. And the judges are trained extensively in TICA to know our breed standards. And so they pull the cat out, for instance, the Maine Coons. They look at the Maine Coon kittens, and they'll go through each cat, knowing that applying the standard, and then decide for each breed who's best of breed, second of breed, third of breed.
All right, and then then in the dog show world, there's a best in show. Does that happen on the cat side?
So each judge is essentially their own show in itself, and so each judge will decide who their best in show kitten is, their best in show cat, the best in show of our spayed neuters, and the same thing with our household pets. And then at the end of the weekend, we have a show reporter, and he scores the show. Cats getting points for all of those awards, and then the cat, kitten, spay, neuter, we call alter, the highest total points will get a special award at the end of the weekend. That'll be Sunday afternoon.
Now, on the dog show side, I know there's all kinds of things. We didn't talk about this with Scott, but there are all sorts of vendors, kinds of items. I mean, you can get anything on Amazon, but maybe not. Maybe not everything for your dog. And there are some very unusual items, also some samples of dog food. How about on the cat side?
Similar, Steve. We have food samples to give away. We have many different vendors. And I'll tell you a secret, and that is my favorite cat toys come from the vendors at the cat shows. And they're usually not things you can find online, definitely not things you can find on Amazon. The quality is great. The cats really love them. So I'm always picking up the toys for my own cats at a show.
Are there other events and activities for the dogs? We talked about agility as they go through an obstacle course. Cats can actually do that. Are you having that?
Unfortunately, we're not having agility, but we are going to have some educational seminars running all 3 days. We'll have different speakers up speaking about cats.
Very good. And in addition to that, anything else happening for cats?
No, just cats that will be sitting in what we call the benching area. So even if the cat isn't being judged at the time, you can still see and sometimes interact with the cat back in its owner's area. You can talk to the breeders, talk to the owners, and really get an up-close view. And again, if you're lucky, you might get to pet a few cats as well.
Well, I mean, really, truly, this is an opportunity to ask about, this is my situation, my family, what breed do you think that breed, the Abyssinian, would be a good fit if I'm 118 years old and I really can't get around that well? Maybe not, because that's like the border collie of the cat world. However, a Persian might be perfect if you just want to sit and brush a cat. So you could talk about your lifestyle and which breed might match you?
That's exactly right. And that's what the people, and even if they're not a breeder, we have many owners, pet owners who are there who are showing their spayed and neutered cats. And even though they're not breeders, they're very, very knowledgeable about the breed. They live with them as well, so they can also tell you all the things you'd like to know about that particular breed. And most of us are well-versed, even in other breeds, because we've been showing for a long time and around so many of these cats.
Now, I understand the theme of the show, much to my chagrin, being a native Chicagoan, is the Chicago Fire? And you don't mean the soccer team, I don't think.
No, it's in honor of the great Chicago Fire. We're calling it the Chicago Feline Inferno Reignited. We had a big show last year with that theme, and so we had just really great graphics made with firemen cats, and we're reusing that as well.
Because you decorate, I've been to many cat shows, and what happens is where the cats are kept are sometimes decorated to match the theme. And you suspect the same will happen. And it's interesting to watch all of that, actually.
Absolutely. People love to decorate those areas that I refer to as benching areas. Those are individual areas where the cats hang out when they're not being judged. They have their food, water, toys, litter box, and, of course, beds where they can nap in between. And the owners will often decorate in the theme of the show. You might also see some Chicago sports teams decorated. And some people just have, you know, generic decorations as well. But our areas are really important to us, and we really like to decorate them and make them look nice.
Now, the best website to learn more about the cat show would be?
www.TICA.com. And you'll see our show calendar with a link to the Chicago show.
Or you can go to Great American Dog Show, which actually you can click on the cat logo, and
yep,
you can learn more about it that way, too. Dr. Liz Brown, thank you so much. Again, the show is at McCormick Place. It is August 25th through the 27th. Thank you, Dr. Brown.
Thanks, Steve.